Kwai kwai, ni do bank. Hello, my friends. My name is Joe Bruchak. I'm a writer, a storyteller, and a member of the Mohegan Abenaki Nation of Vermont. This essay of mine is called Ndakina. I think it's self-explanatory. Ndakina, our land. That is how that Alnonbai word may be translated into English. To truly understand its meaning, you need to be aware of how the indigenous people of the Northeast saw the environment, which was not just around them, but within them. Many place names that come from our Northeastern Algonquian languages can be found in common use. Connecticut and Massachusetts, for example, Long River, and many small mountains. Those words describe what could be seen and still can be seen there. From the great salt water to the inland freshwater seas, hundreds of such names are on the maps, while others remain in the memories of our languages. In no case do we find a place bearing the name of a person. Naming places, even entire countries and continents, after one individual or another, almost always a Western European man, was not something that our ancestors did. Their vision did not reflect the way the European conquistadors, explorers, slavers, and corporate heads saw the world, and still do, as a commodity to be owned, dominated, and used for profit-making, even, quite frankly, to be used up. How about that word, Ndakina, in its usual translation as our land? Doesn't that state ownership? Not if you hear it through indigenous ears, within cultures where people saw themselves as part of the earth, not above it or separate from nature. Instead, it should be interpreted in the opposite way, not owning, but being owned by the land, a part of the land, not apart from it. Look, for example, at the Wabanaki creation story. It tells of how Kutsinawasq, the great mystery, made the first human beings out of stone. They were heavy-footed and hard-hearted, and they crushed everything beneath their feet. Sound familiar? So those first beings were broken up into smaller stones and scattered throughout the land. Then Kutsinawasq made new people step out of the ash trees, women and men whose hearts were growing and green and who danced like the trees in the wind. Quite different from a story in which the first woman is shaped from a masculine spare rib. In Wabanaki tradition, ours is a world in which you see the trees as not just living beings, but as actual relatives. And you understand that if they are not doing well, neither are we human beings. The word Ndakina, our land, does not limit the our part to human beings. The term circular logic can be seen in a very different way within a native context. All is connected. All is interrelated. Our land includes the lives of all beings. Every part of the circle must be respected. And if one part is broken, all the other parts will suffer. It does not mean that the indigenous people of this continent were or are better than any other human beings. We have these traditions, these understandings, to remind us how to properly behave. Native people did not always instinctively do things the right way. If you find someone who is native trying to elevate himself or herself above all others, or deny the right of others to live within the circle, they are no longer seeing or living in the traditional way. Greed and self-centeredness are diseases that may infect any human being. Our words, our traditions, and our stories, if we truly hear them and live them, whoever we are, may still help us continue as part of the living land. Ndakina. You cannot understand our land with maps, lines drawn as if earth were an animal's carcass, cut into pieces, skinned, divided, devoured, though always less eaten than is thrown away. See this land instead with the wind eagle's eyes, how the rivers and streams link like sinew through a leather garment, sewed strong to hold our people, patterns of flowers close to the brown soil. Do not try to know this land by roads, hard lines ripped through old stones, roads which still call for blood of not just those who cross, wild eyes blinded by twin suns startling the night, but also those who seek to follow the headlong flow atop that dark frost, unthawed by the sun. Those seasons and the insistent lift of the smallest seeds seek without ceasing space for the old soil. Instead, let your feet caress this soil in the way of the deer whose feet follow and form trails through the ways of least resistance, knowing ridges and springs, ways of wind through the seasons, the taste of green twig and tender grass, the sweet scent of rain urged up from moist earth. When you feel this land, when you taste this land, when you hold this land, as your lungs hold your breath, you will be the rattlesnake, always embracing earth with her passage. You will be the salmon, a chant whipped through the ripple. You will be the deer mouse, small feet stitching the night. You will be the bear, thunder held in soft steps. When your songs see this land, when your ears sing this land, you will be this land. You will be this land.